Session number 14989, Gene Roundtree, Reel 3.
It's Gene Roundtree, Reel 3. Going back now to your experience in Prague, can you remember your last day there, before you left for the last time?
Very well indeed. Tessa and I had had to work. She'd gone home, and I was doing her work as well as mine, and we were trying to wind up our business for the time being so as to hand over to a lady called Rosamond Lee, I think, who was coming out as Unitarian to take our place. I worked non-stop until the afternoon, and then in the afternoon I went off to the station to see off a party of refugees who were being evacuated through Poland and had got to be given papers and money. When we got down to the station, I found that the newcomer with me had got all the funds that we had access to in a bag which she tied on under her skirt. She belonged to that generation that did those things. And with the train in and everyone craning out of the windows waiting to go, Rosamond Lee undid her skirt and unpacked the money that would take them through the Polish corridor. Then I went back and hastily changed into a beautiful black evening dress which one of our Czech friends had lent me, together with a spray of carnations, and went off to the president's box where we were being invited to... there was no president to see us, it was just that was the box that the... our Czech friends had access to. I think it because we had a secretary who had volunteered to help us, and her father was a judge, and we got it through him or something like that. Went off to the box, and I think it was the Barton Bride, probably, or something like that. Can't remember which I saw. So we saw three or four. And everybody in that hall was in black. And when they played the Czech national anthem, everybody stood, and it, as you probably know, it's a long, long anthem. It goes on for a long time. Not a movement on the part of everybody, and half the audience in tears. Then we went on to the opera. That was one life. And then I got. Then I had 1 hour's sleep and got into the train to go and swap visas at Vienna. That was my last day. That was my last day, the last I saw of Prague. And it slipped into a piece of history, something that's, I think, today almost got lost, except for the bare outlines, in the vacuum that sometimes develops in a period near the end of living memory, which has not yet got beyond the official histories. It's a vacuum that fills up with brief generalizations, attracts an occasional article by some journalist who's got hold of half the facts and whose main purpose is to tell a good story. And there was one of these in The Observer in the summer of 1988 with a splash headline, "The Pimpernel of Prague." It describes a British team led by a mysterious figure, Trevor Chadwick. In fact, there was no British team as such, only a collection of individuals who assembled in a thoroughly chancy way to do what they could for refugees who'd streamed out of Sudetenland after the Munich Agreement. And we were not led by anyone, though we were held together by Doreen Warriner, who worked with greater intelligence and dedication from October to April on voluntary work for which she was later awarded an OBE.
This year, you know, this is 50 years on, isn't it, after the end of the commemorating 1945. And what you think so far of the way the commemorations have been held, and what you think is important.
I think one of the things that has come out of these years is a lot of stupidity, mistakes, and failure to learn from the past. But with one, every now and then, a gleam of light, and living in this year at my age, I do see gleams of light here and there. I don't know that we are any better at dealing with the bad situations that arise or helping refugees, but we do occasionally come to the thing that lies behind it all, which is the fact of reconciliation. One saw it in South Africa to some extent, and one saw it very strongly, I think, yesterday in the ceremonies that were held to mark the anniversary of the Dresden bombardment of Dresden. And the attitude of the Germans, the way in which the English and Germans came together, not to exonerate anything, rather the reverse, to see that above and through that exoneration though is the prospect of something which I find at my time of life is more and more important, which is reconciliation.
Well, that's a very good note to end on.
Well, they do.
Thank you very much indeed.
Incidentally, talking of reconciliation...